T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story at 11:03. LA says the widespread proliferation of a new type of litter across the city is largely to blame on the pandemic. The city's response, a new local law.
Food delivery services took off. The city of Los Angeles estimating a 300% increase in plasticware utensils went unused and ended up in the trash.
This is what I call zero-use plastics. Worse than single-use plastics.
LA Councilmember Paul Koretz, starting today, any restaurant in Los Angeles with 26 or more employees is prohibited from giving out plasticware unless specifically requested by the customer.
By the year 2050, there will be more plastics in the ocean by weight than there will be fish.
Councilmember Paul Krikorian, also a champion of this ordinance. It goes into effect for all restaurants April 22nd of next year. As for fines, the first is just a warning. After that, they're $25 each, topping out at $300. In Encino, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Utah-based Synchrony Bank is paying $3.5 million to settle a debt collection lawsuit. The L.A. District Attorney's Office led the investigation into the bank, finding that Synchrony made repeated and harassing calls to debtors in California. Synchrony must put rules in place to prevent those types of calls for 4 years as part of the settlement. Some 50,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are on the job this morning after a tentative contract deal was reached over the weekend. Strikes had been threatened at hundreds of Kaiser facilities in Southern California and Oregon if an agreement was not struck. The company later reached a deal with its workers in the Bay Area, heading off a strike there as well. Results are set to be announced any time now with a vote by tens of thousands of Hollywood crew members on a new contract deal with the studios. LA Times entertainment industry reporter Anusha Sakui tells KNX many members of IATSE have come out publicly against the deal to head off a damaging strike.
It's hard to tell how big a no vote will be. There's definitely people who have posted on social media that they voted no. People that are naysayers are sometimes the loudest online. It would be a big break with the past if this wasn't voted true.
Critics of the deal say it does not do enough to increase work breaks and does not raise wages enough beyond a 3% increase. But supporters of the deal say it secures health and pension rights. Big in-person business conferences are coming back, and that's great news for convention sites in L.A.
After a two-year break where most big gatherings happen online, face-to-face meetings are back.
Booked conferences for the future at all of our facilities, including many in the fine city of Los Angeles, and they're ready to get back together and meet face-to-face, and they're doing that now, and they're doing it safely, and they're moving their businesses forward.
Michael Masseri of Caesars Entertainment in Las Vegas, who is co-chair of a convention industry group, tells KNX.
Well, we just had a big industry meeting called IMEX that was here last week, and so 8,000 people from around the world really got to see that, you know, Vegas is busy in the restaurants and the hotels, and now Vegas is busy in the meeting facilities as well.
He says there's pent-up demand for face-to-face gatherings as the pandemic winds down. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Hundreds of L.A. school district employees could be out of a job if they don't comply with LAUSD's vaccine mandate.
An L.A. school board member tells us the district actually has a very high vaccination rate, approaching something like 99%, and that there are maybe 500 to 700 employees who could face termination if they don't get their last shot by the end of the day today. But Jackie Goldberg says there's still time.
If they go quickly and get a single Johnson & Johnson shot, all is well.
And she notes that school employees who do lose their jobs still have some leeway as well.
Even if they've been dismissed, if they get vaccinated and they apply to be rehired within a certain period of time, if there's a vacancy in their field, which there very well may be, they will be rehired.
She says they only want vaccinated employees on school campuses to keep everybody safe. A lawsuit, though, has been filed against the district over the employee vaccine mandate. John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
Santa's looking for some elves to help make Christmas a little brighter for children in need. Starting today, you can sign up to help.
Once you sign up, then the portal to adopt letters will open up on November 29th. That's when all of the letters that we've received at the North Pole address will be posted online, and that's when adopters can go in, read at their leisure, and adopt children.
That's Evelina Ramirez, one of Santa's helpers at the Postal Service. If you'd like to be one of Santa's elves, you can register at USPSOperationSanta.com. Now, the address to send letters to Santa, it's not just North Pole. No, there's a detailed address. It is 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. More people in Foothill community say they're seeing bears, mountain lions, and other animals wandering out of nearby forests and into their neighborhoods. But officials with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife say it's probably more common than people realize. They say people are installing security cameras around their homes, and more of those animal sightings are being shared on social media than ever before. Thanksgiving is just a week and a half away, and Walmart is announcing the last of its Black Friday deals. They include the Xbox Series S console for $299 and a 70-inch Vizio television for $548. Sales start Monday, and many of Walmart's deals are online only this year to keep crowds from inundating its stores during the pandemic.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.